Ultimate Movie Championship brought to you by patreon.com/inspireddisorder. This is where we go to flickchart.com/IDP and we rank Arnold Schwarzenegger movies only. This is close to our 80th one.
Don't
so
make
we've
us do
only
it.
Done.
Don't.
Yeah. It'd be horrible if we were, that's all we did and we're 80. It's like, let's do this one again. True Lies versus
Predator.
Terminator 3. And True Lies.
True Lies versus Predator. The Predator.
True Lies. Anyway, Super 8 versus Finding Nemo.
Super 8.
Yeah. I like Super 8.
I'm indifferent about it. It's okay.
It reminds me of, like, old Spielberg shit, you know? Back in the day, kind of following kids on this journey. Well done. It's nothing that, like, gets my dick hard, because it is kids. So, which is weird that my dick doesn't get hard. Anyway, the mermaid of Little, the tiny mermaid.
The tiniest mermaid.
The little one. The Little Mermaid, which is probably going to be live-action remake, probably coming out 2020.
Sure.
The Little Mermaid versus Donnie Darko. Oh my God.
Donnie Darko.
Oh my God. I gotta go Donnie Darko too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That
well,
ain't, that
I'm not a
win,
fan
ain't
of
gonna win fucking
Little Mermaid is not, I'm not, I don't give a fuck about Little Mermaid.
What about the Under the Sea? Under the Sea.
You know what? Not good enough for me to. I'd rather the movie not exist, and not have that.
Shit, you remember the song better than I do.
The Black Hawk of Downs syndrome. So that's a documentary about hawks that have black feathers and
they fall out of the sky.
A little bit
wing injury.
Their Down syndromes. They have big foreheads. Still, I still know what you did the summer last year.
So this is the sequel.
Sequel, correct.
The shit with Brandy. Still got Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I didn't
and
mind
Freddie
the,
Prince Jr.
I don't know
and
if there was
that
a third
guy
one.
Who was in a bunch of movies for a while, but then no one's seen since.
That's why his name is That Guy.
Yeah, I gotta go Black Hawk Down on this one.
I enjoyed the I Know What You Did Last Summer series, at least those two. I remember enjoying them as
fine.
A teenager.
They were
I revisited
fine.
Them. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not Black Hawk Down, but I mean, we can't not go with a documentary featuring hawks that are racially discriminated against with Down syndrome.
And
in
slightly
addition,
injured.
They don't have to be injured.
Mine do.
Okay. So, all right. Black Hawk Down. Next up, we have The End of Days. Oh, 1999.
This is the chopper.
If you turn it upside down, it's 6661. Versus Beethoven.
I love Beethoven.
I would never say I love Beethoven, but right. I enjoyed renting it as a child and watching
I
it.
I enjoyed Beethoven.
I remember
I enjoyed,
him shaking his head and slobber got everywhere. Remember that good bit?
I enjoyed Beethoven more than End of Days.
No way.
Yes.
End of Days being a shitty movie is still... It has some fun action moments.
So did Beethoven.
Nah.
Yeah.
No. It had a wet tennis ball moment, which
great
is
action.
So good. You get a dog and a wet tennis ball. That's a for sure hit.
Action. Adventure.
There's no way I'm going Beethoven versus End of Days. Just based on
fine.
Not being
I don't even
child.
Want you to look it up, but still, I'll go End of Days, but Beethoven's
I mean,
better.
Beethoven
I don't care.
Isn't a better film.
This is
it's not shot. And it's shot like every fucking family movie from the 90s with every dog prank that you can do. There's guaranteed a slow motion jump shot.
Charles Grodin's in that shit.
Oh, Charles the Great.
The Great Charles.
Rest in peace, Charles
R.I.P.
Grodin.
Charles Grodin.
Rest in, I don't know if you're dead, but your career is sure not living. The dog, for sure gone.
Dead as fuck.
Beethoven. They made a shitload of sequels. So it did spawn a lot of, like, easy money for a studio to get from kids and families.
None were as good as the original.
I definitely agree with that. And I think I've probably only seen the second one.
Yeah, me too. None.
But
none
it was,
being
like, again,
the direct sequel.
Pre-teen days. So it's, I haven't revisited any of that. Not that I've revisited End of Days. I just saw it
End of Days
a few years later, so it's like I remember it more. And there was a bunch of, like, oh, the end of the world shit for 99. I mean, fucking, that's the whole thing.
I said I'll go
Office
End of Days,
Space,
but this is
Office Space is like, oh, their whole job was.
It's a terrible movie.
For sure. I'm not pretending that that's
it's
fucking.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's terrible. That's okay.
It's a generic family movie with a dog versus a generic action movie with a fucking former governor of California. And it's got it's like, oh, let's believe in God, all of the devil now. Death Proof versus Godzilla.
Godzilla!
1998 Matthew Broderick classic with Foo Fighters and Puff Daddy. Death Proof all day. All day.
That's such a bad Godzilla movie.
I don't know if I've seen a really good Godzilla movie yet.
True.
So,
I was never a big fan of the old school ones.
Never got into
never
it.
Never really.
Because it's like, okay.
I watched a couple, too. Yeah, I gave them a shot.
I understand Mothra is a reference, yes. And it's like a giant moth.
Yes.
But I don't know if I've seen that one.
Mothra, come back to us, Mothra.
Yeah, they're all.
And that's just a quote from fucking Biodome.
The last Godzilla was horrible. Horrible.
I didn't see it.
So bad. Iman, who is mein Auto? Dude, Where's My Car versus Galaxy Quest.
No, it's Amen. Who is mein Auto?
That's fucking German. Sounds like. I mean, mein Auto.
Mine. But it definitely says Amen.
Amen.
Who is my Auto?
Who is my Auto?
Dude, Where's My Car versus Galaxy Quest. Galaxy Quest all day and night. R.I.P. Alan Rickman.
Cheeseball movies.
Yeah.
Air Force One versus The Running Man. Get off of my game show.
Running Man. That is a terrible poster. Because that is Arnold from like 10 years past when The Running Man was shot.
Yeah.
Looks like a shot for Terminator. He runs against the death.
It's a
terrible poster.
Yeah, for sure. I haven't seen Seven Samurai.
They're trying to give Finding Nemo a lot of love.
Finding Nemo versus Spies Like Us.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Aykroyd, Chevy
it's
Chase.
It's been, it like opens like they're going into like a bomb facility or something
in
like
Russia.
That, right? Mm-hmm. I don't remember it that well though.
Skip it then.
All right. Because I would go Finding Nemo. Face Off versus Finding Nemo. Finding Nemo. I mean, Face Off is way too long for how not great it is. Revisited within the last year. Although I did leave to go get food about 2 hours and 10 minutes in when they're doing, like, the second to the last action set piece.
Is that the fifth act or the sixth?
So long. So long.
I guess Finding Nemo. I'm not a fucking big fan of Finding Nemo.
I'm not either, but it's a good movie.
Face Off's not bad.
Face Off is not good.
It's not good. It's not bad.
Finding Nemo's, it's not good. It's
Finding Nemo's acceptable
versus
not bad.
Face Off is really not good. It's just your.
The premise of the actual switching their faces is so stupid.
And that's halfway through the movie that you've seen an hour and a half of. It is long. And it is not good.
Come on.
Finding Nemo versus Naked Gun 33
Christ.
And a third, which is the third one.
That I couldn't. I
had to go.
I've seen it multiple times. I couldn't tell you.
I had to go
find.
Yeah,
one.
I know either. Because there's just all. It's like the satire things are like. They kind of bleed together. Finding Nemo.
Yeah. God damn it.
Good Will Hunting versus My Anaconda Don't Want None Unless You Got Buns Hun. How about them Apple Bottom Bitches? I think is the subtitle.
Both came out in the same year.
What a crazy difference in quality to come out in the same year, yet still we know Anaconda is a thing. I mean, Good Will Hunting is like 1,000%. And that's with somebody that I dislike.
More movies that I don't
give a fuck about. It's the only movie I appreciate, even though Baflack's in it.
Dazed and Confused.
He's not as much in it, but yeah, I get by the fact that he's in that movie too, I guess. Pee-wee's Big Adventure versus Total Recall.
We really are doing the Arnold, like, one by one.
Slowly. And Arnold and Finding Nemo.
And just Finding Nemo is repeated.
They're never the same time. These are all different Arnolds. Finding Nemo and Arnold movies are like Batman and Clark Kent because they never show up in the same match.
The next one's going to be probably Kindergarten Cop versus Finding Nemo.
I'm good with that matchup. I got to go Total Recall.
Yeah. I love Pee-wee's Big Adventure, but Total Recall is fun.
Out of Pee-wee stuff, Big Adventure probably my favorite.
It's better than the
but
Big
out
top.
Of movies, not I don't Pee-wee. Not a big Pee-wee fan. That for sure is one of the big reasons. You know it'd be great if Verdum added that laugh to his stupid fucking smile. Yeah. That would just make it the most annoying thing, annoying creature that hopefully gets knocked out more. Goodfellas versus Pleasantville.
Goodfellas. And Goodfellas should be in our top 20.
I agree. What, I'm funny? Like a clown? I amuse you?
Why you always gotta do this to us, Flick Chart?
Cuz, man. Why you gotta choke like that, dog?
Eh?
Oh, Alien, the foist one.
Don't understand that poster.
Sure. I don't either. In space, nobody can hear you scream, I think, is the subtitle. So that's actually, with the subtitle, that's
space
better.
Space and scream, I get it.
Versus, hey, man. Hey, man. Where's my car, Otto? Where's my car, Otto? Dude, where's my car versus Alien? Alien.
For sure.
Radio Flyer, which I can't honestly remember. I know I've seen it.
Really? It's a good
probably
movie.
Once, yeah.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but
I don't remember it at all.
Wait, what's The Lost World?
Second one.
San Diego?
Yeah, they end up going at the T-Rex? End of it. Yep.
Okay, I've seen it.
It's really bad.
Not good.
Actually, I think I have seen Rubber.
Maybe.
Not good. It's like an independent movie where it's like this tire that just rolls and people are scared of it. And it's like, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
The Hurt Locker versus The Lost World Jurassic Park.
The Hurt Locker.
There's only one good Jurassic Park movie. And it's the first one. Angels and Demons have not seen it.
No, that's one of those fucking...
It's like
Paul
the third...
Brown.
Yeah, Dan Brown or something.
Dan Brown, Paul Brown.
Predator...
Versus Alien.
Versus Alien
yes!
3.
Well, it's Alien 3, so it automatically
the worst
Predator
one.
Wins.
Alien 3 is the
but just
worst
for this
Alien
to come
movie.
Up, the next one's worse.
No.
Yeah.
This is the worst Alien movie. It is from top to bottom.
What has
the
dog
the
sound.
Alien? Oh, you want to talk about new stupid aliens? And how that makes it a worse movie, then that's the worst movie. Because it's just bad. The sound is horrible. The fucking visuals are horrible. It is a horrible movie. It is so bad.
Yeah.
Predator
wins.
Yeah. But. Alien versus Predator would win. And I don't even know if I've seen that one. Apocalypto versus Scream Dose. I go Apocalypto.
I guess. Stupid ass fucking movie.
It was all right. I've not seen Tell No One, and I don't care if I had ever seen The Negotiator.
But he negotiates, bro.
Not seen Law-Abiding Citizen.
Neither have I.
Although I do look in the mirror every day. Ooh, Beethoven is back. versus The Negotiator.
Beethoven.
I'd still go in the go. I'm not God a fan of Negotiator, but I mean, it's Kevin Spacey and fucking Samuel L. Jackson. I'm good with. It's just a slow movie. I don't give a fuck about it. But Beethoven's. Beethoven. I don't want anywhere.
It's not.
I don't want it anywhere.
How would it be anywhere if it
beats
the fucking Negotiator?
Because if it wins, it's in the right direction. The fact that it won, or it didn't win, but it came back. We've talked about it too much. The website knows it's going to keep feeding us Beethoven. Until it gets somewhere.
Beethoven.
No way!
Beethoven.
Let's negotiate. Give you one Negotiator versus no Beethovens.
I gave up earlier on a couple. I'm sticking with
Beethoven.
How about
I make a couple pizzas later? We sit down, we talk about it. Let's just get together in a room with microphones and headphones and cameras and recording devices. The Negotiator.
Beethoven. Beethoven.
I want these motherfucking hostages off my motherfucking watch. Right? Was he the... I can't remember who's the negotiator and who's the...
Woof! Woof!
Oh. You know what would have gotten me? If you had shaken your head and slobber came out instead of barking? The Negotiator. I'm not going with Beethoven.
Beethoven.
I'm going to the fucking judges to this.
Oh, come
bullshit.
On.
I don't even know how to spell Beethoven.
B-E-E.
Is it two
T-H. I said it phonetically. Beethoven.
Yeah, but I don't listen to you. Beethoven. 31%. Versus.
Fucking critics.
I know, it should have been way worse. The Negotiator. 75%. Now, what was Beethoven again? It was pretty close.
76.
Right? Oh, so close.
I still think we should go with Beethoven.
Well, that's nice. All right, Negotiator. Let's do a couple more.
Well, here's one that I've seen both and don't give a fuck about either. But
I mean, one I actively hate. And the other one, I mean, it's just an adorable cartoon from my childhood that I don't really relate with as an adult.
Flower.
Bambi versus The Passion of the Christ. God meets Hostel. Ooh, let's make some God money.
You know he's making a sequel.
Sure. It's Hostel did. They made money in all their sequels. He knows how to make money. Let's kill Jesus again. Isn't it Moses or something?
No,
or
is it's when he comes back.
Oh. Fuck you. Bambi all day.
Yeah. Did they get the same guy, do you think?
I mean, if he wants to further hurt his career, like he didn't have
anything.
He didn't
do much after that.
I think he's doing TV now.
But does he have Jesus money, though, from that? Or did that all go to Mel
Gibson?
Sure.
I'm sure maybe. I don't know what his deal
is. Think he got a back end on
that?
Probably
not.
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
I don't think he was anyone.
I mean, I'm sure Mel Gibson.
Mel's just rolling in Jesus money.
Despite hating Jews, I'm sure he knows who to hire to handle his contracts and money.
For reals.
Independence Day versus Dead Poets Society.
Independence Day.
I agree.
Two movies I don't really give a fuck about.
I like Independence Day. It's a fun, stupid action movie.
Will Smith knocked out an alien in a biosuit.
It's one of the last good Will Smith movies.
That's saying
Independence
a lot.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Do something good, Will Smith.
Ooh.
Give me something good to watch.
Sandler
on
Sandler action.
Waterboy versus Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
Yeah.
I like the Waterboy,
too. I love both
too.
Of these. These are two good
but Billy
Adam
Madison's
Sandler movies.
Probably...
Like, if this was anything... this either one of these versus Little Nicky. Fuck Little Nicky.
I think
Deeds.
Either one of these... You got to put... Happy Gilmore in there, too,
yep.
But I'd say that's the trifecta of Adam Sandler movies,
comedy-wise,
for me.
Waterboy, Happy Gilmore. Yes. I don't know.
I think all the rest
Big
I can
Daddy,
take or leave.
Different type
different
of Adam
type,
Sandler
but
movie, but still
okay.
A good
yeah,
Adam
good.
Sandler movie.
But I still put it fourth if it's even on that list.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I can't think of any other ones offhand.
But yeah, Billy Madison for just being the OG. That was like his first real...
You ever watch Overboard? Really not
That's
good.
That's terrible. Yeah. But that's...
That was his first
It's like a direct-to-video.
Maybe. It should have been. But that's what his career is now. Is direct to Netflix. Night at the Museum versus Tres Amigos.
Three Amigos. Fucking classic.
Yes.
And I don't remember if it's been up yet before. So
it has. I'm glad it went up against... I think it lost because it went up against something tough.
Yeah.
But yeah, Three Amigos is bomb. I love Three Amigos.
I kind of want to watch Three Amigos now. I haven't seen it in a while.
That's a movie that I revisit every once in a while. But it's been a while. It's been a minute.
Ooh.
The Return of the Jedi versus The Return of... I'll be back. Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
So we went through The Running Man, Total Recall, End of Days,
and
Terminator 2.
And none of them have been Finding Nemo.
Against Finding Nemo.
Although it hasn't shown up as much anymore.
I feel bad for Terminator 2 because...
I love Terminator 2.
The best of the original.
Widely considered to be the best.
Why? Some people like the Ewok one better.
Some people consider the prequels to be.
I'm looking at you, Josh Nealis. Damn it.
Oh, I don't know.
He loves the prequels. I don't get it.
Well, there's Jacob Siroff. Just loves... He
loves to defend shit that no one likes.
He has the exact same argument you have. He loves the fact that this man created this universe and everything he did is made by him.
I give him respect for that. I don't revere him for that.
He just takes it one click farther than you do. That's all that he does.
In the same way, I give respect to Judas Priest and Iron Maiden and Metal, but I don't like him.
He does it a click more than you do, but basically the same thing. And Judgment Day, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, the only good Terminator movie. Although I haven't seen the last two.
It is the only good Terminator movie.
And
fuck
my
all
favorite.
You people that say the first one is good, it's terrible.
Well, those are just people that... It's
fucking terrible.
They're like people that like bands when they first started, even though they sucked when they first started. But they're like, no, you don't get it.
And I love fucking sci-fi. The movie's
my favorite James Cameron movie is Terminator 2. It's my favorite James Cameron movie. So I'm throwing that out there.
Terminator 2 should be in our top 20.
It's the best of the franchise, and it's my favorite of the director.
It's a great movie. Edward Furlong's even good in that.
It's a kid. It's the best movie for James Cameron. He James Cameron the fuck out of that series like he tried to do with Alien, but he did it the best.
The fucking effects for the T-1000, no one had seen shit like that before.
Yeah,
when he walked through the bars
and
shit.
He loves technology.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah, he developed.
But yeah, it's
shit
Return of the Jedi all day.
Yeah, I'll go Return of the Jedi. The Jungle Book live action, you have not seen that one, right?
No.
Yeah. Overrated as fuck. Just because something has good CG doesn't make it a good movie. Like, oh, they were able to do this thing that looked good for one actor being in a bunch of CG shit. Doesn't make it a good movie.
One kid who had never acted
before. Sure. Probably good that they got a kid that didn't act before. I mean, it wasn't a great performance, but I don't know. It was just like, the adulation that got because it was like, oh, so much CG and it looked good is what it feels like listening to reviews of Wonder Woman, where it's like, a movie that treats women good, you know, like puts them in a powerful position, and finally a good movie from DC. So based on those two things, oh my
god. Best movie ever!
People gush over. And every podcast that reviews it, and if they do a spoiler and a female guest.
Actually, all the reviews I've seen, like, people were
pumping up the fact that it's a good
movie. A lot of people said what we said. Like, it's not a bad movie, but it wasn't great.
Like Slash Filmcast?
Goofy fucking British guy.
Slash Filmcast, David Chen is the only dissenting opinion, and I think because he was the only out of four people on the show, he didn't get into all the things that he didn't like, but he did touch on a couple things that I agreed with. So yeah, I'm sure there was, but on that show he was way outnumbered, and I'm sure it's just like, you can't, it's like, Ghostbusters was a similar thing, Like, you can't talk shit about a movie because it's trying to do something good for, you know, a disenfranchised. But it's like, Get Out didn't, like, change, just, like, do stupid shit. You know? Like, make the people you, like, that... You're trying to make a statement. It's like,
dumb.
Oh,
it didn't
women.
Make the white people dumb.
Everybody was just pretty...
They were people.
Yeah, they acted like people in situations that they might act in those areas.
So we don't have to make everyone retarded.
But yeah, it's frustrating to listen. I've only heard a few reviews of the movie. But it's like...
I've heard a lot of people like it.
I have not heard one person talk shit about the fucking inch... Like, everybody... Oh, you see them training at the beginning. It's like, you see a bunch of CG bullshit. Actually did hear somebody saying how much they loved it, compare it to Blade 2. I was like, oh, well then...
if you like that...
So you like rubber people. You don't mind... Rubber people, did you like fucking the fight scenes in
The Last
Matrix
Samurai... 2? Which is Tom Cruise, if you didn't know, versus Clerks.
Which is not Tom Cruise.
If you didn't know. I'm going Clerks.
Yeah, I go Clerks. I like Last Samurai, though.
Oh, no. It's okay. It's shot well.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
Have not seen Karina Karina.
Me either.
Ray Liotta and Whoopi Goldberg, evidently.
Dirty Dancing.
The dirtiest of
versus
dancing.
Versus Hot Shots.
Hot Shots.
Yes. Hot Shots. Is that what you're going with?
Yes.
Yes.
Hot Shots, yeah, for sure. Last one. Answer.
Have
not seen Wimbledon.
Me either. Kingpin, classic. Love Kingpin.
Ooh.
Ooh. Versus Boogie Nights. Look good, feel good.
Ooh.
Oh.
This sucks. Like, because one of
Boogie
these has
Nights,
to lose.
Boogie Nights is really good, but it is long.
Super good.
Versus, like,
great
one
acting.
Of the last... Farrelly Brothers movies that was a great Farrelly Brother movie where it's like the style of Farrelly.
God damn it.
And it's underrated. I'm sure a lot
How
of people
it?
Like
I don't,
it.
I don't even think it's underrated.
Well, compared
I think
to
it's,
like
I think
his
it's
other
rated
ones,
right where it
like
should be.
Dumb
like,
and Dumber.
Everyone loves Kingpin that I know.
Yeah.
Maybe the younger generation doesn't know
but
it.
But you don't hear
like
about
dumb
it
and
as
dumber.
Much as like Dumb and Dumber and what's his other one that he did? Or they did.
Stuck Together.
That wasn't bad. But
it wasn't
the,
bad.
It was
I,
the
I
beginning.
Don't hate it, but.
It was just as good as Osmosis Jones, which is not good. Farrelly Brothers. I don't even know how to spell. Oh, motherfucker. Actually, I'll just do this. Keep it. Oh, no, I don't want to get a fucking... In case we have to go to a judge on for some reason.
Farrelly Brothers.
Right.
I guess if you hit either Farrelly, you'd be all right.
Ooh.
Me, myself, and Irene
was probably the last one, actually. Now I think about it. Something About Mary's a fucking classic. I mean, that's a good... All right. So, Dumb and Dumber, their first one. Then Kingpin.
They're fucking killing it.
There's Something About Mary,
Three
Me,
in a row.
Myself, and Irene.
Four in a row, crushing.
Osmosis Jones,
terrible.
Not good.
It's a cartoon,
Shallow Hal,
first of all.
Dog shit.
Not good.
Stuck on You, not bad. Not good.
Not
it's
bad.
Not bad, not good, though. It's a movie.
No.
Fever Pitch.
No.
That's more of a rom-com.
No.
Heartbreak Kid, haven't seen it. Hall Pass, don't think I saw it.
No.
Don't care about Three Stooges. Don't give a fuck.
They did Movie 43.
They did a segment of Movie 43, which I enjoyed. I enjoyed Movie 43 for the most part. I don't know if I enjoyed their segments.
Wow, that's
Dumb and Dumber 2. Tried to watch, can't do it. So they fail off. Me, Myself, and Irene. Then, bam.
All right, Boogie Nights.
I mean, Paul Thomas Anderson has not fallen off.
And
but
I'm just saying this because there are. Probably two other Farrelly movies I'd rather see in front of Kingpin.
Sure.
Boogie Nights is at least a top 30 movie for me.
Sure.
Not in like my top 20, but...
I don't know if it's my favorite Paul Thomas. I don't know. He I don't know.
So many great actors in that one movie.
Heather
Graham, Don Cheadle, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
There Will Be Blood. Just check it out sometime. Really good.
Yeah, you've told me.
Really good movie.
I'll fucking drink your milkshake.
Sure. Reference a movie you've never seen. I mean, for sure, Boogie Nights is going to kill it on the fucking judges. I mean, I'm not angry.
I would rather see the Something About Mary and Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, but we're above it's Kingpin versus Boogie Nights. I'd rather watch Punch Drunk Love than Boogie Nights.
No.
Yeah, because it's shorter, and it's and I haven't seen
it
in a while.
I haven't seen Boogie Nights in a while either, so watch Boogie Nights.
Yeah, okay, good Boogie Nights. Is this the last one?
Yeah.
All right, that was it. Oops. Bam. All right. So you can check out our list. We have 898 movies on it. We should probably do an episode where we just do movies that we haven't gotten yet. Just to get more movies on there. Try and get up to 1,000 on our list. So you can check it out, flickchart.com/IDP.